Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is the Jazz Queen. It's Sunday, June 24th, the last Sunday of the month, and that means it's our music show. I have lots of new music from Brian Culberson, Tony Exum Jr., Julian Vaughn, and more. This is a two-hour show, so in the second hour, I will be talking to Ronald Jackson from the smoothjazzride.com. He will join me to talk about how he got started reviewing the artist's music and his own BTR show called A Smooth Conversation. So get your pencil and paper ready. Up first, of course, from my favorite artist is brand new music from Brian's Dreams CD, Brian Culberson, his Dreams CD. This is called You're My Music, and it features Noel Gordine from Mint Condition on vocals.
Music we make, just keep it on, replay.
Okay, first let me apologize for subjecting you to my attempt at singing. I'm sorry about that. That was Julian Vaughn. That was On Your Feet from his new CD, Breakthrough. That will be released on August 14th. Before that, brand new music from Tony Exum Jr., his new CD called The One. And you heard Tea Time featuring Marcus Anderson. Marcus also produced that single. And starting off that set, brand new music from my favorite artist, Brian Culberson. His CD is called Dreams. And you heard You're My Music featuring Noel Gordine, and he is with Mint Condition. All right, great start off to the music show. Let me welcome to the chat room Consuelo Guest, Joe from Germany, the Pharaoh, and my guest in the second hour, Ronald Jackson from the Smooth Jazz Ride. Welcome, everyone, to the music edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to talkingsmoothjazz.com and click on Smooth Jazz Music Show, and that will bring you right into the chat room. All right, and up next is my next set of music. Let me pull up my list here. The next one, I received a CD yesterday from a guitarist named J.J. Sanseverino, and if I mispronounce that, please accept my apologies. His CD, new CD, is called Sunshine After Midnight, and you're going to hear the title track. saxophonist Rob White from his new CD, Just Kicking It. That was Are You Ready for This? Did you hear the little P-Funk and the Lakeside in that? That was a nice CD. We interviewed Rob yesterday on Talking Smooth Jazz. You can find that interview by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com and clicking on his name, and that will take you right to that interview if you'd like to hear that. Or you can come to blogtalkradio.com and search for Rob White. And the interview was Saturday, June 23rd. Before that, saxophonist Brian Lanier. That was taken from his Journey, the Journey CD you heard Forever, and brand new music from J.J. Sansevierino. Please accept my apology if I mispronounce your last name. His new CD is called Sunshine After Midnight, and you heard the title track. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. I'm loving the music. Like I said, you know, that's that new generation music right there. Tony Exum, Brown Lanier, you had some Rob White, and, you know, you had some Julian Vaughn. That's going to be a hot CD as well. I'm waiting for that one.
Yes, so am I. So am I. I'm looking forward to that as well. Marcus Anderson's latest CD is called Now, and this is Empowered, starting off the third set. Thank you.
Oh,
I've always liked that song, Your Smile, from Angela Winbush. That was taken from the Greatest Love CD. Before that, new music from Gerald Albright and Norman Brown. They have teamed up and put out a new CD called 24/7. You heard Champagne Life and saxophonist Marcus Anderson starting off that set from his current CD Now with M, as in his first initial M, Powered. Like that too. What do you think of the music, Mike?
That music was hot. Like I said, you know, that Gerald Albright, Norman Brown, I haven't really heard too much of that CD, but, you know, I like the way that they incorporated this Champagne Life, which is an R&B song, into, you know, make it into a jazz song. That was hot.
Yeah, and, I like Neo's Champagne Light. I like the way they did that.
Yeah, that was very nicely done. I guess we're going to see a lot of guys in the future, and as of now, you know, using R&B and rap songs and incorporating them into their, you know, contemporary jazz. So that's the way it's going now, you know. So I guess we have to get prepared for that. Cover tunes like that. So.
Yeah, they did a great job on that. All right. Mm-hmm. Up next is Bonafide from their Royal Function CD. This is called High Street, and after this set, we will be talking to our guest, Ronald Jackson, from the SmoothJazzRide.com. That is my favorite song by Candy Dulfer, I Can't Make You Love Me, from her Sax A Go-Go CD. Before that, Brian O'Neill from his Mood Swings CD with Train of Thought, and Bonafide starting off that set from their Royal Function CD with High Street. We will have the pleasure of interviewing Candy Dulfer on Saturday, June 30th, about her new CD, Crazy. I cannot wait for that. We have a guest, co-host with us. His name is Eric Sarmiento from the Smooth Jazz family. He will be guest co-hosting the show with us. So tune in for that Saturday, June 30th, for our interview with Candy Dulfer. All right, so when I book artists for the show, the first place I go to find reviews on their music is the smoothjazzride.com. I think Ronald Jackson and his team does such a great job on reviewing the artist's CD, and he is our guest in this hour. So, Ronald, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hi. Meet Mike. I think you've met. Have you and Mike met person?
Yet? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How are you then? I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
So, like I said, one of the first places I go to check for reviews on an artist CD is your website, thesmoothjazzride.com, because I like to read the reviews on air to the artists, because sometimes they don't always have time to check reviews. And I think you guys do such a great job, Ronald. I really do.
Oh, I'm so honored, Terry. Thank you so much for that.
How did you get started in that?
Well, that's a story with a pretty decent timeline, I guess. let me preface everything by first saying you're probably talking to one of the biggest music addicts in the world. I mean, you know, and as such, I always had wanted to contribute to music in some big way. You know, not just buying music and going to concerts and that sort of thing, but actually having an active role, either as a performer, a singer, a writer, or something or other. And when I was a kid, I had several vocal groups. I was blessed with a fairly decent singing voice, I guess. And so I would gather different groups together, and we would go out and we'd win several contests and all that sort of thing. And that went along for a while, and then I decided, you know what, I can take this a step further, and I taught myself to play guitar and write music and play some keys as well. So I played rock and blues at that time. And so by that time, and I'm talking about now, I'm probably 19, 20 years old, I already covered doo-wop, soul, and the rock blues genres. So, you know, I had this undying love for music early on. And then when I got in college, I was told by a lot of my professors, including Gil Scott Heron, late Gil Scott Heron, who actually taught at UDC for a while while I was there, that I had quite a style and that perhaps I should be pursuing journalism as opposed to my current major, which was political science. So I thought about it, and I kind of put it in the back of my mind. I said, maybe it's some other point in life. And then, when I finally realized that being a national star just might not happen, you know, so I thought about how I might have my writing contribute to music in some way. And so by that time, I had turned to smooth jazz, because I'm always looking for something new and something exciting, and smooth jazz, it just, you know, scratched that itch for me, I guess. And so what I would do is I would go on and I would surf with the jazz sites just to see who was doing what and how they were doing it, that sort of thing. And I ran across jazzreview.com, Maurice Blackwell's site, and they were advertising for writers. And so I said, well, you know what? This might not be a bad idea. Let me send in a writing sample and just see if I can cut the mustard here. And lo and behold, they were very impressed and welcomed me aboard. And now, of course, I was tickled. I was over the moon at that point, you know. So I wrote for them for about a good 3 years. And then from there, I decided to branch out again, being the restless spirit I can sometimes be. Mm-hmm. And I started writing for Smooth Vibes.
Oh, okay.
That's with Peter, I can't pronounce his last name, Bohi, I believe it is. And he accepted me as well. And then I went on at the same time to write for Smooth Jazz Now. That was John Bowden's group. And John Bowden, of course, you probably well know, is a pretty chief figure now with respect to the Canadian Smooth Jazz Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking to myself, well, you know, I'm doing all this writing for all these other sites. How can I, you know, maybe I can do this for myself. You know, my one concern was, how do I get the CDs? Because when I was writing for Jazz Review would send you the material. You know, they would send you a box of CDs and say, review these. You know,
okay.
You didn't know who you were going to get. You know, every month was like Christmas, you know. Sometimes. I mean, other times you would get some material that you really didn't like, but you decided to do the best you could with it. But with the other two sites, Smooth Jazz Now and Smooth Vibes, they said, well, you know, you have to get your own CDs. And I said, well, how do I do that? And so John Bowden helped me along by saying, well, you know, all you have to do is just mention to an artist or an artist PR person or his production staff that you're interested in reviewing his CD, and that stuff will be coming to you faster than you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it happened. And I said, oh, my gosh, look at this. You know, so I started that, and then I said, well, let me design a website that will be conducive to this, and the Smooth Jazz Bride was born.
Now, so how many CDs a day do you think you get?
Oh, it varies. I have a post office box that I check every couple of days or so. So it varies. It could be 8, it could be 10, it could be 4. You know, it just depends on you know, how many people are sending out. And usually I'll get these requests in advance by email. Someone will say, hey, I have a new CD out, I'd like you to review it. And I'll ask for some MP3 samples first, which helps the artist not waste their, you know, postage and time or whatever, mm-hmm. sending me some material that I just don't feel, you know. And mm-hmm. so they'll send me that, and I'll listen. I'll say, yeah, okay, send that to me. So that's one of the reasons why the numbers of CDs are not in the hundreds, you know, that I receive on a weekly basis, because I'm kind of selective, you know, in terms of what it is I want to review and what it is I want to hear, you know.
Okay. And
I want to ask you real fast, too. You know, Ron, you know, you guys review CDs, and you guys do a great job, like Trey said, of reviewing a lot of these CDs. But, now, when you receive, how do you feel about the newer CDs that you get? Newer artists, how do you feel about those, and what are your thoughts on some of these new guys that are coming into the genre?
Well, I think some of them are just absolutely fantastic. There's so much promise in these newer groups, and I'm always hoping that, you know, we're always hearing all this talk about our smooth jazz is going down the tubes and it's dying and so forth and so forth. But as long as we get these energized, imaginative artists who are coming out with this new interpretation, I would like to say, of smooth jazz, it keeps the genre alive and kicking. And I'm always, my door is always open to receiving and reviewing that material. As a matter of fact, a lot of what I receive by email is not necessarily from the Brian Culbersons and the Kirk Whalums, because I'm on all of their mailing lists, the bigger names. I'm already on the labels mailing list, so when the CD comes out, they just automatically send it to me. But for the lesser known names, they'll get wind of me and they'll send a request in, and I'm tickled to death to get those requests. And I always say, hey, yeah, let me hear what you've got. Send me a few MP3 samples, and we'll see what you got. And the vast majority of them I accept, because they really, really have a real handle on what we're trying to do here in smooth jazz, you know, mm-hmm. and even taking it further.
Mm-hmm. I started posting your reviews on my Facebook page as well, just so
fantastic.
That people will know, you know, that you're there, and
right.
You know, to send their CDs to you. Now, when you get a CD like when you get a full CD, you listen to the entire CD, right?
The entire CD, exactly. Yes.
Wow.
Sometimes people will say, well, I have a couple of samples I can send you if you can, you know, maybe you'll listen to these couple of samples and grant me an interview. No, no, it doesn't work like that. I need to hear the entire CD from track one to whatever, you know, the end of the CD is. And I will listen not once, but several times, maybe four or five times, because, you know, when you, I've learned that when you listen to a CD the first time, you get an initial feeling of, I mean, you could really like it a lot, or you could not like it a lot the first time you hear it. But you go back again and you listen, and you get a different take. You know, you listen again, and you get a different take. And by that time, I've already sort of formulated my opinion of the project.
And now, has there been a CD that you just would not do a review on because you didn't like it at all?
Yeah, I have to admit that. There have been several, actually. But again, I'll do that and save the artist the pain of sending, you know, the project through the mail and spend postage or whatever it is, and then turn around and say, you know what, I'm just not feeling this. I don't like this at all. So that's why I always ask them, hey, send me four or five samples. And I like to get a good sampling, not one or two cuts, you know, not the one they're playing on the radio all the time, you know, or the one they're pushing, but several. Let's go deep into the CD and let's see what you've got when we get deep into the CD. And I'll listen and make my decision from that point. If I don't like it, I'll just simply say it's not the kind of material that I think my audience would embrace, and I certainly can't get my head around it. You know, I'll try to do that in a very diplomatic fashion so that the artist will come back again, because I don't like to, you know, burn bridges, obviously. I'll say, you know, because I don't know what he's going to do the next time around. He may come out with a blockbuster the next time, you know. So I'll always leave the door open for that. And most of them have been very gracious about that, and they say thank you very much for your honesty, and we'll be in touch, you know, this sort of thing.
Okay. Now, I referred Rod Williams to you. He had not heard of you, and I suggested that he send his new CD to you, and he was very happy with the review.
I was very happy with the CD.
Yeah, that's good.
And I just heard you mention another artist. I just received, just as you did, J.J. Censoferino. And I was very tickled that you played a track from that CD during your, you know, the first hour of this program. So that gives me a feel for what I'm getting here, because this is one artist I had not gotten any samples on. Now, there are a few that come to me, I like to say, over the transom. You know, people just find out about my the Smooth Jazz Rise address, and they just shoot me a CD. Or they'll be referred by someone they've met on Facebook or something. They say, hey, there's a website called Smooth Jazz Rise. And they'll just pop it in the mail to me, and I'll get it and say, who is this? I didn't ask for this, or I don't know anything about this. And I'll pop it in, and believe me, I've had some pleasant surprises, some really pleasant surprises.
Did I?
Yeah. I mean, there was a young lady, I don't know if you heard that interview with her, and you probably heard the CD called Balkan Soul. It was her name is Zana Messia.
Yes,
and
I have it.
And that blew me away. It honestly did. Her interpretations of things, and of course her whole CD told a story, and that's the kind of thing I'm looking for. Is something that strikes that spot in me that says this is different. You know, this is original. This is imaginative. And that's how I found her project. And it came to me, and actually came to me from a very prominent label. You know, one of my contacts at, I can't remember now, Peak Records or wherever, and sent it to me and just said, take a listen to this. And I said, I've not heard anything from this person. Let me just pop it in and listen. And I was totally blown away. And that's what keeps this also exciting for me, because I never know, you know. Most of the material I receive, I have to honestly say, is really good stuff. I mean, there have been some that you kind of say, you know. I mean, it sounds like the same old, you know. This sounds like so and so, and who sounds like so and so, who sounds like so and so, you know. And I'm looking for that one sound that just blows me away. That says these people actually took the time and effort to sit down and think through this thing, you know, and try to make it the best that they can make to it. I like to call it making love to their music, you know. And when I hear that, I say, yeah, you've got me.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I got some phone calls here, so let's go to the phones. Area code 248. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Hello?
I thought I was.
Area code 248, are you there?
Yes, I am, but I was on the listen portion, not to ask questions.
Okay. All right. I'll put you back on mute. One moment. All right, let's go to the next call. Area code 202, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Okay.
I guess they're listening too. Okay, next call.
Put them on blast.
Area code 703, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. All right, I guess they just want to listen. All right, that's fine. Okay, so now I guess, in your opinion, do you think having a journalist background helps, or do you think, you know, anyone listening to a CD could review it?
That's a very good question. I, at the risk of sounding pompous or something, I think you have to have, not necessarily a journalism degree, you just have to have a feel, a good feel for writing, you know, and to being able to convey what it is you're feeling to your audience, you know, and if you can do that well, you know, the degrees go out the window, you know,
okay.
It doesn't matter at that point.
Now, you guys have also reviewed a concert that Tony Exum Jr. performed at Blues Alley.
Right.
Is that, Mike, this year, earlier this year?
That was. What, earlier this year? I think it was, yeah, in January. Mm-hmm. No, I think that was last year.
It may have been last year. It may have been the latter part of last year.
Okay.
But I think the weather was still cold.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what kind of team do you have? And, you know, do you have a team set up to do CDs, a team set up to do concerts and jazz festivals?
Exactly.
Okay.
I've got people who are, and I love my team, by the way, and I want to send a big shout-out to all of them. They are the hardest working people I know. And they are so dedicated to what we do, and I just love them all so much. But I've got concert reviewers who go out and do just that, review the concerts locally, of course. Here, we're right now recruiting for other regions, you know, the West Coast, the Midwest, and so forth, so that we can cover the whole of the U.S. But right now we're doing a lot of the local stuff, and so I have concert reviewers. I have a photographer who travels with the concert reviewers, so that he can get some really good shots. I have people who are dedicated to the social media marketing that we try to do to let everybody know that we're out there on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. Those folks are pretty much dedicated to that.
Terry, the man has everybody, okay? When they did the Blues Alley, Terry, they had a whole table to themselves, and I seen a guy taking pictures. The guy gave me a card. I mean, they got the cards laid out and everything. I mean, they had the place packed with full of Smooth Jazz Ride people. I'm like, my man, Dirk's a nice guy. Dirk Hooks.
Yeah.
Dirk's a nice guy.
Dirk is one of my more dedicated concert reviewers. He is a workhorse. He definitely is a workhorse.
Yes. I mean, that brother there, he's at all the shows, okay? Look, you can't stop him from getting in.
That's right.
You know, but Ron has a good team.
Artist wants to have their concert reviewed by your team, is there a charge for that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
You know, we do what we do because we just totally love it. There's no fees involved in any of this stuff.
Okay.
I mean, if somebody wants to obviously advertise on the site, then, you know, we have a different structure for that. But for the most part, everything's free. You know, people can send in CDs and ask us to come and do a concert review. The only thing we do ask, if they want their concert reviewed, is that we are at least placed on their guest list so that we can get in, and we have photo permissions as well, because there's some places that are really hard-nosed about you taking photos. You know,
yeah.
Come in there and you don't get clearance and you just don't get any photos. And if I don't get any photos, then I don't want the CD review.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the concert review. So.
The concert review, right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what about jazz cruises? Are you doing those as well?
Oh, yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I published an article on the 2012, this year's Jazz Cruise, that we were actually invited to as guests. Media guest, and we had a ball. I have to tell you, we had a
wow. I need to join your team. Can I join your team?
Sure. you've got all the credentials. You certainly can. But yeah, we enjoyed that, and my review, like I said, is on the site of that particular cruise, and we are kind of set to do the same thing for 2013, with the caveat that that there are some folks who would be interested in going who would just simply mention us by name. And we're on, you know, and we're on the cruise, and we're doing the same thing again. Those are always fantastic to cover because, you know, you don't just have the one act. You've got, oh, gosh, I don't know how many acts there are to cover. You know, and that's the main show. We're not talking about the side shows during the course of the day. You can go poolside on Leo Deck somewhere or other and see anybody performing. You can go into the piano bar, the ocean bar. There's always somebody playing somewhere, you know. And you can just pick and choose as to where you want to go and who you want to review and that sort of thing. But I found that my approach to reviewing jazz cruises is to review it as a whole. Because if you try to do it piecemeal, you know, with this artist and that artist and the other artist, you'll be totally overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, Mike, his team is growing. He told me that he's after this interview, he's interviewing a couple of interns to add to his team. So his team is growing. How many people do you have now?
Well, we have 8 now. Actually, I said 2, but there's like 4 that are interested. And I don't, you know, and being interested and being qualified to do this is a whole different thing.
We can't give him a shout out because we gave Dirk a shout out, so we got to give the rest of them a shout out and let us know what they
do. Oh my goodness! there's Derek. There's Cassie, and I know most of you on Facebook know Cassie. She's my news person. She's a part of the social media team that handles Facebook. There's Aida, who's my right arm. She's my sort of director of operations here. She handles the scheduling of the interviews. She is my co-host on my Smooth Conversations program. You guys have probably heard her on air. And she kind of oversees the whole function for me so that I can focus on things like CD reviews and all those sorts of things, you know. And then there's Chanel, who is the director of the social media team. And that helps us a great deal because it takes a big load off our shoulders as well. There's Dwen, who's our photographer, and also doubles as our IT person as well. He's very well versed in IT matters, and so he helps with little tweaks here and there on the site. We've got a couple of other part-time people. I'm sorry if I'm blanking here, but there are a number of folks. There's a young lady named Marilyn who just joined us and is going to be doing the featured artist of the month. And we've got a couple of others. It just dawned on me, Dale. That's the other full-time member, Dale, who handles our he's also a member of the social media team. He handles our Twitter account. He's another workhorse. I mean, that guy, you can call him in the middle of the night, and he's Johnny on the spot. Whatever you need, he's there for that. So I guess I covered everybody. If I left out anybody, please forgive me, guys. You know I love you. I'm just trying to cover everybody off the top of my head. And then, of course, like I said, the interns who have impressed me incredibly with their expression of, you know, devotion to the genre and to what we're doing. They're very excited about the Smooth Jazz Ride as a whole, you know. The one qualification they have, which is what I was about to mention, you don't have to come here with a lot of qualifications. I do ask that you be able to write a little, and the passion for music, and you know, particularly passion for what we're doing, you know, smooth jazz and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's quickly talk about the BTR show that you have, Smooth Conversation. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, Terry, you guys were the model for that for us. You were the inspiration for us. I mean, I have to, you know, I give my props where they are due, and you guys have one tremendous show. I have to tell you that first of all.
No, thank you.
And when I listened, I said, you know, wow, this has such depth and it's such a great concept. We need to try to pattern something after this. This would kind of go along with what it is we're doing, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of the artists, when I review their CDs, they'll write to me and say, "This is great. You know, do you have an interviewing outlet? You know, can I come on your show? Do you have a show I can go on?" And when I would hear that, I would say, "You know what? We should probably follow the example set by those folks that are talking smooth jazz." And so we set that up just for that primary purpose. And so far, so good. It's been pretty successful.
Yeah, I've listened to a couple of shows and have enjoyed them. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Oh, good. Well, I'm happy that you were able to come on and spend some time with us today. If there are artists listening and you have a new CD that you would like to have reviewed, hit Ronald up on Facebook, Ronald Jackson, and let him know. Send him your CD and definitely get that reviewed. They do some great work. There's a lot of websites and people out there that do reviews as well, and Ronald's just one of the ones that I go to first when I'm looking for a review on an artist. So I really appreciate all the work that you and your team do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so very much, and thank you again for having me. I want to add one little thing to how folks can get in touch with us. You can also write to me at ron@thesmoothjazzride.com. If you would, just provide us with a few MP3 samples of your work, and we'll do our best to get back to you.
All right. There you go. All right. Mike, do you have any more questions for Ron?
No, no more for Ron. I'll talk to Ron at Blues Alley or somewhere like that. I'll see Ron around. Well, if I don't see Ron around, I'm definitely going to see Derek, because he's everywhere. So.
Derek is quite the star himself. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, Ron. And I will keep looking for you for those reviews from your site. And I'm definitely looking forward to the one on JJ. See what you say about that one.
I will definitely get that up as soon as I can.
Yeah.
And again, I thank you so much for having me on. And again, I think you guys are doing a great job. And let's do our best to keep this genre going. You know.
That's right. All right. Well, you have a good day, and thanks again.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye bye. All right, that was Ronald Jackson from thesmoothjazzride.com. Him and his team do a great job on CD reviews, concert reviews, and now jazz cruise reviews. So definitely hit them up if you have a review, a concert that you want to have reviewed, your CD you want to have them review. Hit them up on Facebook and check that out. All right. Well, I still have this call holding, so I just want to go back to them one more time before we get back to the music to see if they have a question. Area code 248, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Okay. Area code 202, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. Nope, all right. Not a problem. All right.
Like, put them on the spot. Like,
I guess.
She hit my number. I'm not saying nothing.
Oh, okay. Let's get back to the music. Ben Tankard has a new CD called Full Tank, and this song is one of my favorites on it. It's called Spa Treatment.
Thank you. tight. I find it hard to sit tight. I find it hard to keep sight of my money on the table. I find a style astounding, my interest compounding. And I believe she just might make me fly if I am able. I find it hard to drink less. I find my mind will upset. I find it hard to confess that my body is unstable. The heat is all around me. My lack of wit dumbfounds me. But I believe I'll no less learn to fly if I am able. And every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says, you're the one for me. The game's above my pay rate. I got an inch, but too late for the trophy in the parlor. She walks up right behind me. My eyes are fixed, I can't see. Another one to challenge me for the victor of her honor. Every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. Thing I see says you're the one for me. And every little part of me cries, you're the one for me. And every little thing I see says you're the one for me.
That was Kicking It Hard from Kia Liminucci's Night Grooves CD. Before that, Blake Aaron from his Soul Storage CD with You're the One, and that was featuring You're the One for Me, and that was featuring Spencer Day on vocals. And brand new music from Ben Tankard from his Full Tank CD with Spa Treatment. I love that Spa Treatment song. It's one of my favorites on that CD. So earlier I played some new music from Tony Exum Jr. You heard the latest single called Tea Time, and that is from his upcoming CD called The One. And some of you know that Mike is Tony's manager, so I thought we should talk a little bit about this CD coming out. So Mike, do you have a release date? You know when it's going to be released?
Yeah, the release date is going to be on July the 22nd. And everything. We're going to release it around that time, late July. Everything's coming along great. Like you said, the new single, Tea Time, featuring Marcus Anderson. Like I said, we're getting some stuff, right now doing the final mix of some of the other records. It's going to be a hot CD. It's called The One and everything. Like I said, Tony, we have a special guest on the CD. It's going to be, Marcus Anderson, Julian Vaughn, Tim Bowman. Is on the CD as well, so it's going to be a hot CD. I'm looking forward to it, for everybody to hear it, because Tony's put a lot of hard work into this, mm-hmm. And like I said, with this being his sophomore CD, we kind of want to kind of raise the bar a little bit, past what we did with Family, and he has one cover on the tune, which will be of course Tony's a big fan of New Edition, so. It's going to be a cover of Can You Stand the Rain, so that's going to be really nice too.
Oh,
but,
okay.
So, but he's put a lot of work into this. I'm very proud of Tony for getting this stuff done, and like I would like to thank all the guys that helped out and contributed to it, like Marcus and Julian and Nicholas, Tim Bowman, so like I said, they really didn't have to step up the way they did, but they did, and I told a young artist the other day. I said, their time is coming. Like I said, like Ron mentioned earlier, they have some great music. These young artists have some really, really good music, and they're really bringing, something new to this genre. Like, people are just going to have to, we're just going to have to bust down the doors, and people are going to have to accept what's coming. And these young guys, they have it. And like I said, I'm very proud of all these young guys for bringing out their stuff and not letting nobody tell them that they can't do it, and they really put it together. And,
exactly.
And plus, they're working together, too. Because that's the one thing I like about everybody. They're working together to do these things. As you know, Julian has a new CD coming out with Nicholas Cole helped him out. Marcus helped him out. So these young guys are helping each other to get ahead. And you don't see that a lot of times in a lot of genres or with them in a lot of industries, period. Where people will help, raise another person up and help them and say, yo, I'm here, so let me help you up. And that's what a lot of guys are doing now, and I really like that about these young cats. They really help each other out.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this new CD as well. We will be talking to Tony about it on Tuesday evening, July 3rd at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. He told me that the CD is being mastered that week. He does have some other songs to send me, so I will have three more songs to play off of the CD, so you'll get a feel for that CD, The One. So that is Tuesday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So tune in for that. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that. That's going to be good.
It's going to be really hot. I mean, I can't wait because, like I told Tony, going into it, his first CD, people are like, oh, that's your debut CD, but now, it's time to step up, raise the bar. This second one's really going to be fire. So I'm like, yo, we got to put it down on the second one. So I'm really happy for him.
And speaking of these young artists, Nicholas Cole, who's all of, 19 now, maybe? Or he'll be 19 in August. He is now producing as well, and he produced a song for a trumpeter named Willie Bradley, and it's called Another Day in Time. And he posted on Nicholas' page that the song is now being played on Music Choice. And so that is nice. And it's a really nice song as well. It was produced by Nicholas, and he's also playing on it. I'm going to play that next. This is Willie Bradley, and his debut CD is called Another Day in Time, and this is the title track. That was Rod Williams from his new CD, Hands Down. That was As Smooth As It Gets, and that is featuring Frank Piombo on guitar. And before that, Willie Bradley, trumpeter Willie Bradley, from his upcoming CD, Another Day and Time. You heard the title track, produced by a 19-year-old keyboardist, Nicholas Cole. All right, Mike, do you have anything to add? Did I lose Mike? Mike there? Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close out the show, but I want to thank those in the chat room for joining me. Joe from Germany, Connie, always good to see you, Connie, all of the guests. And I want to thank also Ronald Jackson from the smoothjazzride.com for joining us as well. To see his a list of his interviews and his show, you can go to his website, thesmoothjazzride.com, or to blogtalkradio.com and search for A Smooth Conversation. And you can find all of his scheduled interviews there. I'm going to close the show with another song. Be sure to tune in and join us on Saturday, June 30th, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our interview with saxophonist Candy Dulfer. Her new CD is called Crazy. We will have a guest co-host from on that show as well. Eric Sarmiento from the Smooth Jazz family will be our guest co-host on that show. All right, thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Here is, what do I want to play next? Let's see, Fingerprints. This is their cover of Monica's For You I Will. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.